Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitzan Mazoz. Hello. Today, we're going to talk about going on vacation, traveling, getting out of our routine, getting to know new cultures, and about our desire to discover new horizons. Nitzan, please. So, on this talk, we'd like to focus on the encounter between cultures. There is something about meeting a new culture that leaves a great impression in you, especially if that culture is very much different than yours. There is something very different about Eastern and Western cultures, and when they meet, a kind of an emotional bond happens. I see it on myself that meeting someone from a different culture while traveling makes you want to leave your mentality or worldview aside and try and acquire the worldview of the other culture. Because what is a culture? It's actually everything. It's your customs, conventions, behavior, language, clothes, food, symbols, everything. And there's something very exciting about such an encounter. So the question is, what does such an encounter between two very different cultures actually do? Culture is a result from a nation's lifestyle, a group of people that are living in the same place, and then naturally, by the environment, by those people, an urge for expressing themselves from inside outwards develops both in particular people, in individuals, and both in the group of people. And as a result, what you get is culture, where both languages change correspondingly, clothes, the house, the clothing, not only what you wear, but everything around a person changes. We can see it on everything that a person does, whether it's in the West or the East or South or North. There are always big differences, and even though that human beings are human beings wherever they are, they have a home, they have a certain environment, work, backyard, the street, I don't know, forest, ocean, something. But we always see that a person expresses himself differently, in a different attitude, in a different way, even though that these are the same things, but they're different. And this comes as, let's call it, the expression of the soul, of one's internality. And therefore, throughout history, we never felt a special urge to get to know these cultures and connect with them, to make some kind of a comparative research or something. It's only maybe in the past 200 years or so that we started doing it, and we started doing it because we felt that we're one network, that we're all interconnected, that all of our connections, both by peace and also by war, it's actually the permeation of one culture into the other. And therefore we feel a need. When I go out someplace, I want to see the traditional stuff that really comes from the people. I'm not going to Mexico
to watch a ballet, because it's not typical of them. Maybe they do have ballet, and even good ballet, but it doesn't specifically interest me to see it there, because I want to see their dances, flamenco or other dances that they have. And the same with architecture, song. I want to see the local folklore everywhere. That's what's interesting. And not something that someone from Europe came and instilled the European culture there. And this applies for everywhere. But this is what interests us. Even the shops, the souvenir shops, it all corresponds to the local culture, or you go to the market. That's the most interesting thing, the way they sell their cheeses there, or wine, or things. That's what's interesting, their lifestyle. If someone wants to get to know a country, then he has to take a car and drive through the villages and go into some coffee shop. Not one that's on the highway, but a coffee shop that serves local drivers or something. Go into these kinds of restaurants kept by some family that cooks for the locals. To really get to know the people, to move away from the big cities. Or if you go to the big cities, then it's in order to see specific things. There's a strong inclination towards that. And there are also tours which are specifically meant for that, that they have a specific goal of going to such places where you can see the folklore and the special festivals, and it's becoming ever more popular because people, they're starting to get fed up with all these things, that if you travel like an ordinary tourist, you don't see anything new. Everywhere you see the same Coca-Cola, the same sandwiches, and a few buildings. But what's interesting is to really travel in the small places. You were talking and it all came back to me. I worked in tourism for many years, for 18 years. I started about 25 years ago, and the tourism world changed a lot since then. And I remember that in the beginning, people, they enjoyed more traveling to those places where they can see folklore and museums, meaning to meet the culture, but a bit from afar. And in the past few years, the human encounter, that became the essential thing. Meaning it's not enough for me to go into a museum and see something, but I want to sit and eat with one of the locals in a small restaurant. People aren't looking for places where tourists go. And therefore, the markets and so on became the most attractive places. And this is what I'd like to understand. I have this feeling as if I really want to permeate them. It's an inner desire to connect with everyone. We're starting to feel that we're all interconnected, that we belong to the same planet, that we belong to the same small civilization, that as a result of our ties, it's becoming a small village. And therefore, I want to see who are my neighbors, even though that it's a small village in Spain, or wherever. When I go there, and really, in such places, when I go into the small restaurants, meet the people, suppose where they sit and play some game in a park or someplace, I start seeing how much I understand them and they understand me. Because it's without walls, without words, without language. Yeah, it's very clear. Or you come to buy something in the market, in the local market. Not something meant for tourists. From some woman that brought what she cooked. Yeah, what she cooked, and her fruits, and the cheeses she made herself. You feel very close. They understand you, and you understand them. Meaning, an encounter with a different foreign culture is a very appealing encounter that really inspires you and leaves a strong impression. And therefore, from all the traveling I did, and besides traveling because of my work, I travel a lot. I mostly remember when I traveled by car through those little small places where I used to stay the night next to a lake or near some restaurant that serves the locals and so on. And it's precisely this, the contact with the simple people and the local places, this leaves the greatest and best impression. And it doesn't matter there that you don't know the language, you feel that you can speak freely. What's interesting about these encounters is that seemingly people from the other side of the world, seemingly you have nothing in common, in a very short period of time, you can really feel a very deep feeling of connection. You can sit and have dinner together, and suddenly you feel very close. How does that happen? Because it's without any walls, without any external conditions. We're simply two people, family with a family, suppose, and suddenly we feel we're human beings. At essence, we're no different. He didn't come from some other planet. He has the same problems, the same inclinations, the same things. All in all, well, if it's young people, then maybe they still have their own ideas. But people at the age of 35, 40 and on, who have some experience in life already, a routine, then it's the same. And therefore, we understand each other without language, no problem. I really like these kinds of ties. I do too. And you said that there are no walls. And I really asked myself many times, how could it be that people that seemingly you don't know at all and you have nothing in common, you can feel them closer than your neighbor? How is that? Because these ties, and maybe because there is the language barrier, they force you to directly feel each other from heart to heart, directly understand each other. And with your neighbor, maybe you have some old grudges, you keep a tally, he did this, you did that. Here it's like a clean slate. It's just in order to get to know each other better. In order to somehow connect, to experience the moment, yeah, in a better way, yeah. The truth is, this entire encounter with people, when I try to think about it, it leaves an impression and a memory. When I try thinking a bit about the past, the deepest impressions I had aren't about what I saw or where I was, but who I met. What makes this memory imprint? I can recall things that happened many years ago at a certain meeting, not specifically because of the place. The place could have been beautiful, but it doesn't leave that imprint. It doesn't leave anything emotional, right? Because it's rocks and paintings and sculptures and big ceremonies. It doesn't leave a lasting imprint eventually. But when you meet in a warm fashion and there's much pleasantness and warmth coming from a meeting with people who are complete strangers, so the difference between a person who's a stranger and the warmth that you get from them, this leaves a strong impression. Why? Because you have two things that are opposite to each other. On the one hand, it's a stranger, someone that's distant from you, you don't understand each other's language, you have as if nothing in common. And suddenly, around one table, through a few words, through some gestures, you connect, and from this connection, because he's foreign, because he's distant, because he's different, and suddenly you discover a connection, then that connection is powerful. Why is it powerful? It's powerful because you're different. No, I mean, what's the essence of its strength? The connection? What do you mean? That your connection is revealed upon your differences. And why does that leave an emotional imprint? Because the difference, as it shows you, the gap between you, that you neither have the same language, culture, education, and you come down to the most primitive matters. What do we have left to do? Sit together and eat, have a cup of coffee, drink wine, raise your glass as if to say a toast, even without words, he understands what you mean. You said that the experiences you remember most from your travels is not the places, but the encounters with people. Why is an encounter with strangers stronger than seeing a country's landscape and its culture? Why is it that what's left after the travel is the emotional impression you got as a result of meeting people, instead of museums, or seeing some beautiful building, or a castle? Maybe, yeah. What's the difference between these two impressions? Because this is still inanimate, and this is animate, human beings. It's something that leaves the deepest impression in me. It's the connection with other people. How deeply can stones impress me? The way some castle was built for hundreds of years. Okay. When a person goes on vacation, travels, usually he wants to disconnect from those people that he's with in his day-to-day life, at work and so on. True. And when you disconnect from your familiar relationships and you come to some other place and different culture and you say that there the strongest experience comes from the encounter with other people, so why disconnecting from those people that bitter my life all day long where I feel that I have to go on vacation against the encounter with those other people? I'm telling you again, because you don't belong to them and they don't belong to you. There's no connection or obligations between you. You just want to cause each other good as a result of this encounter. To cause each other good, so that you'll be left with a good and warm impression. You see the accumulation of opposite things. We don't have the same language, same culture, there's no connection between us, no obligations, for better or for worse, nothing. But on the contrary, and still, when I'll sit by myself and will eat and drink, suppose in France I used to travel, also in the U.S., in Utah, and such places where tourists don't go. I traveled through the Mexican border to Edmonton, Canada. For 21 days, I traveled through all these places. But with Americans, it's something else. But when you drive through Europe, you go into such places that in France, special little restaurants with their wine, with their food, with their cheese. The French, they're very rural, they're really connected to the soil. And when you're there, of course, you're treated differently. But you feel the atmosphere. People there drink wine, smoke a cigarette. Drink wine, smoke a cigarette. That's life. I want to understand this a bit deeper. I just recalled Jean-Pierre as you were speaking. Jean-Pierre, it was this one person, I think he was maybe your age, and he was probably your age, and maybe that's why you remind me of him. So I met Jean-Pierre in southern India at a certain point. And we lived in some village for some time, some fishing village. And I remember, he was really strange, different. I was a young Israeli, 21 or 22 years old, and we built a very powerful connection. I felt him as a very close friend. Now, he's French, and, you know, he maybe knows 10 words in English. And mostly, we spoke with our hands, and I felt him so close. I remember this one time he didn't have a place to sleep. So I made a place for him in my bed, for him to sleep next to me. There was some kind of a problem there. He didn't have a place to sleep. In short, I felt very close. Now I recall him 20 years later as someone very close. So I want to understand. You said that we want to make each other feel good. Now, in the relationships that I have, especially at work, suppose, I don't feel that I'm surrounded by people that want to make me feel good, especially around intrigues. So why is it that when I, the Israeli, and he, the Frenchman, when we come out of our homelands and meet in some place in the world, it allows us a different kind of interaction? What is it? What does it do? How does it work? I think that it's actually because you as it said, as far as light excelleth darkness. A foreign, strange, distant person that I have no connection with, that I don't owe him anything and he doesn't owe me anything, and we can connect and we can be together. And this together, in this case, where we have no common ground, neither for better or for worse or at all. We have no common ground. And when we connect, it gives us a kind of illumination from above, from a state where once we were connected in the image of the one Adam, a single entity, and in the future we'll come back to being a single entity. You have that eternal, complete state where humanity is nonetheless one family. From there you have a certain illumination onto the state which you are now experiencing with a stranger. Because you are against that, you're scrutinizing that, you're connected with someone that you met. And I also had such encounters. I'm not talking about my students, where that's obvious, then it's a different state. It's also an impression, also a different culture and everything. But they're dependent on me, they're connected to me, I'm connected to them, like a father with his sons. And it doesn't matter whether they're from South America or Europe. What can we take from this for our day-to-day life? You can't travel all the time, and you don't need to. How in my day-to-day life can I reach such powerful feelings in my relations with people? Only as a result of the connection. There is no greater pleasure than, as the famous quote says, which means how good and pleasant it is when brothers sit together, and that's for sure. Meaning that if you bring down the walls, even though that they existed there before, in this case you're strangers, you don't have the same language, and so on and so forth, but no matter. Specifically when you bring down all those walls that you have with other people, and you try to connect with them on a very simple basis, bodily, corporeal, cultural, educational, especially around the table, meals and things, the simpler it is, and the more it touches the real, natural feelings, the greater the impression it leaves. All in all, we're little animals that together all of us are a part of one system, and the revelation of the system, meaning when we connect as a result of this connection, it emits a kind of special warmth, special force that gives you the biggest possible impression in this world. And I'll tell you why. Because we went through the inanimate development, the vegetative development, animate development, the human development, where we all reach the image of the one Adam, of a one being. This is what we have to advance towards. And therefore, from there, from this image where we're as one, one village, one family, one person, this is what we can get the strongest illumination from. Which in the meantime we feel is a kind of a warm, pleasant impression, unforgettable one. But really, people can develop, can be so much sensitive to these things that they'll feel that this is the only thing that they have an inclination for in life. This warmth, for a person to be thirsty for this warmth more than anything else in the world. It's like a baby with its pacifier, really. To feel that this is what the power of enlightenment comes from. And they'll feel this warmth as an additional degree of life above the corporeal, animalistic level, that a person comes out of his body and connects with the spirit of another person, and spirit and spirit start connecting, and between these spirits, a person starts feeling his new reality, which is already a higher degree than the animate level that we're on in our world. It's truly a new world. It's gradually built as a result of the correct connection between people. Can this happen only between people of different cultures or also of the same culture? If you break down the walls between you and your neighbor, and I understand that there are a few of those, then you'll feel a much greater intensity. Amen. Our time's up, Dr. Lightman. It was an interesting journey. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.